BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and I've got to say, guys, it's pretty good. So, why we are really missing non-expensive TV shows. We're so used to everything having a multi-million dollar budget now, but let's hark back to the good old days of Airline and Holiday Showdown. Budget, but sometimes forgotten and great, you know?
I agree. Simpler times. However, so many people are discovering these shows just by sort of flicking around on the TV and seeing them for the first time. New eyes on these things. And it's great to get so many clips of these funny moments. Because you just don't see stuff like this, I think, on the glossy shows. You're right.
Also, it's happened. Bumbleo Wednesday live at the Royal Albert Hall. You will love this. And DS John Corbett, Line of Duty's main hard man, joins us, played by Stephen Graham. Turns out he's actually really nice. But one fan of the show who isn't up to date on the series receives an unpleasant spoiler.
Scott Mills.
Let me tell you, it is all on today. We have never, I don't think ever, had a proper hard man on this show. Until today.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say probably, at least the hardest in a while. Actually, yeah, no, probably the hardest.
I can't think of one. Like a proper villain. But today that changes because DS John Corbett, Stephen Graham, from Line of Duty, like best villain on TV at the moment, is going to be with us at 3 p.m. I'm looking forward to this a lot. There won't be any plot spoilers if you're not up to date with Line of Duty. Well, there will, but you won't hear them. I'll explain what's going on. There will be some spoilers, but you, by the magic of radio, they will be blanked out for you.
It's one of those things, isn't it, that everyone wants to avoid plot spoilers. We're well aware of the situation. Don't worry.
So don't worry about listening to it if you're not up to date with the show. There will be no spoilers, but Stephen Graham, John Corbett from Lime and Juicy will be here at 3 o'clock. Also, today's the day where we play you the moment we went to the Royal Albert Hall, iconic venue in London, met up with the Gypsy Kings and did Bumbleo Wednesday live. That's coming just after 2.
Scott Mills.
Radio.
This week we've been hearing your stories about when you went on an exchange at school. You go to stay with them and then they stay with you. And it all feels a bit like they're invading your space. It can be a bit weird.
Well, you're basically swapping lives with someone else, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're going and living their life. They come and live yours. Same parents and everything.
So where did you go on yours, Nick?
Yeah, I went to Margate in Florida.
There's a Margate in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, why did you go there?
I'm from Margate in England, and our head teacher from school set up a school exchange.
That teacher, what a touch that is, by the way. The teacher has justified a trip to Florida, probably just on the basis that it has the same name.
Yeah. Well, I went out there first, and obviously went to their amazing high schools, which are totally different to ours. Went to all the theme parks, went to Disney, water parks, NASA, everything.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And then?
Yeah, and then 6 months later, he comes back here, and how can I compete with that? So I took him to
Blue Water?
My local fun fair, Dreamland.
Oh, Dreamland. And what else? What else did you do?
I took him to my local leisure centre, the swimming pool.
Exactly the same as Disney World.
Yeah, exactly the same.
Did they say anything about Margate Kent when they came over? Any comments?
Yeah, I never saw him smile much. He was your typical American as well. He used to be in band camp and have his trumpet and that. He used to pet up in his bedroom.
It's quite funny this, that someone in one of these exchanges, there's always one person who's had the rough deal in them. It sounds like it was them.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Scott Mills.
You know, occasionally you see something on social and you're just like, oh my God, this is so good. I found this video that's sort of doing the rounds. And do you remember a while ago on the show, we played clips from an old show called Airline, which many people won't have heard of, but it basically followed one plane company. And it was all about people having to get on their flight. So often they get really grumpy if they miss their flight and then shout at the staff, that kind of thing.
Or their flights got cancelled and they just go off, they kick off properly.
And it showed both sides. It showed it from the airline's point of view, but it also tried to show it from the sort of customer point of view as well.
You know, because everything is on demand now and everything is available whenever. There's also some really good old shows that you can watch again. And I think in a shiny Netflix world now, with Game of Thrones and everything costing millions of dollars an episode, it's easier to forget some of the actual gold that used to be on TV in a simpler time when everyone was happy to see what really goes on at Gatwick North.
I honestly think a lot of people will have taken this type of show for granted because they were on all the time. Now, to get to these shows now, I think you've got to go through the random channels on TV.
Pick TV is one.
You're about 30 channels deep.
Yeah.
That sort of thing if you're flicking through. Anyway, back to this moment. It was from the show Airline.
Sometimes I don't want everything to be glossy.
I totally agree.
I want it to all be a little bit like bad camera work and a little bit budget. That's what I want. And like all those Border Force shows, Nothing to Declare.
Obsessed with them. I love any show where they're patrolling the border. It's great.
But I think we're all forgetting about these now.
That's a bit weird.
Because we're all forgetting about these now because like Shiny has really taken over.
I agree. And there's something beautiful just about how these shows were.
So
anyway,
who's this, what's this airline thing?
Well, the reason why I think it was good to say all that is it would be great if anyone else spots any more clips like these on those shows. Please send them to us because they're so funny. This is on Airline, right, about the plane company, and this bloke's got delayed. Now, often we've played out really ranty clips. Listen to the genius that is this bloke and why he doesn't mind being delayed for 4 hours.
And he's okay with that?
He's fine with it.
I mean, I'm pretty chilled out about this, actually. I've had 5 pints of Guinness, and my wife just left me for another man. I can't mention her name. Jackie, I'm sorry about that. So, actually, you know, the fact that it's a 4-hour delay on a flight doesn't bother me.
he's my hero. And these are the characters that exist on these shows that you just never appreciated first time round.
Yeah.
Don't know what he's doing now. It's probably about 20 years on.
They're better now.
They're better now, I totally agree.
I think because at the time we were all in such a, I don't know, a thing where it was so much reality and now not so much.
Can we hear it again?
These characters are really shining now, like 10 years later. Here he is again. Absolutely fine with the 4-hour delay.
I mean, I'm pretty chilled out about this, actually. I've had 5 pints of Guinness and my wife just left me for another man. I can't mention her name. Jackie, I'm sorry about that. So, actually, you know, the fact that it's a 4-hour delay on a flight doesn't bother me.
I can't mention her name. Jackie, I'm so sorry about that.
Scott Mills.
There's so many people getting in touch who have just never seen Airline for at all, and they've stumbled across it.
Yeah.
And it just, because it does look old. That's the thing. It does look a little bit old.
Yeah.
But you get a new love for it if you're a first-time watcher of it.
Yeah, a lot of younger people wouldn't have ever seen it.
Yeah, like Tom, 19 years old, never seen it, stumbled across it, have series linked it, love it.
Do you remember Holiday Showdown? Get involved with that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bryony on the Isle of Wight. I used to absolutely love it. I would love to have it back on. I mean, you can get it somewhere, I'm sure. And if you don't know what the show is, it was two families who go on each other's holidays and generally hated each other's holidays.
BBC. Mills. Bombalea Wednesday, live from the Royal Albert Hall.
So we have been to the iconic Royal Albert Hall in London. Everyone knows that building. Some of the biggest stars in the world have played there. And it's quite a sight, especially when you're on the stage.
When you're outside it, you're there and you're thinking, wow, this is it. It's like one of those feelings that you get when you're outside Wembley Stadium or somewhere like that. You're there and you almost can't believe you're going to be involved in it.
Yeah, you're standing outside and you're like, I recognise this. I've seen it on TV so much. I've been past it loads. In a minute, I'm going to be in there and on the stage.
And you think of the things that stage has seen. I mean, look, the proms every year, the last night at the proms, that legendary evening, classical music. It's like the height of Britishness.
Class. And we found out that the Gypsy Kings were going to be there playing a show, so we thought, we need to jump on that. What about if we could go there and see them perform the song that we play every Wednesday to celebrate midweek with the guys and their full orchestra? We arrived and we were met with what was confusion on many faces, because try and explain this to people that don't speak English. The guys speak a hybrid of Spanish and French, found generally in the Pyrenees region.
I don't know if anyone listening to this has ever had to try and explain Bumbleo Wednesday to a mate, or let's say you're in the car and you know what Bumbleo Wednesday is, yeah. But then you try and turn to the person next to you and say, yeah, it's, you know, we just do this thing, it's text in, get a shout out, we'll have a little dance. It's actually a very difficult thing to explain. You either get it or you don't. Imagine having to do this if you can't speak the language.
Anyway, we carried on. I couldn't look them in the eye, really. Could you?
No. Also, a couple of them were clearly the Dons as well.
Yeah. The guy sitting down, the older guy, actually wrote the song. So we get to the stage and we're like, hi, guys. Yep, hello, hello. Yep, we're from the BBC. Hi. And we went in and they were warming up. And we were like, oh, this is proper. That's not Bumbleo.
It's really taking me back to this. They are amazing musicians. I'm not sure this is quite doing them justice, but this is,
it's
as
just
you said,
warm
just warming up.
So we're stood on the front of the stage at the Royal Albert Hall with the guys behind us. So it began pretty nervously.
Scott, we're here. We're at the Albert Hall. Wow, OK. I have all of the Gypsy Kings behind us, and they are ready to do a special version of Bumbleo Wednesday in one of the most iconic buildings in the world.
Yeah.
Royal Albert Hall. So
let's
please,
have it.
Guys, take it away.
They do not know what's going on here at all.
Here we go! Ah.
Now, the actual Bumbleo, the full version, goes on for, I'm saying, a good 12 minutes. It's very jazzy. But then we eventually, after standing there awkwardly for about 11 minutes while they did the whole song, we finally reached the gap that you all know and love. And that's next.
Scott Mills, Bumbleo Wednesday, live from the Royal Albert Hall.
Me and Chris had a day trip to the Royal Albert Hall the other day, just to see the Gypsy Kings do Bumbleo live, and we're bringing it to you now. The song that you've heard every day for years on a Wednesday on this show, but only with a real orchestra and the actual Gypsy Kings.
I should point out as well, this wasn't us just going to see the Gypsy Kings. This was us going to experience the height of Bumbleo Wednesday. This was it in its most ultimate form. We were going to be performing it with the Gypsy Kings.
What you're about to hear is really strange, because it's all the clips from our show that you love in the gap, but echoing around the massive Royal Albert Hall. Here it is, Bumbleo Wednesday.
Right then, Scott.
Oh,
we're
going
to do the gap and everything here.
Okay.
You ready to go?
All right. Jordan in Hartford says, you've got to put Chris Shatter and Do the Horn in there somewhere in the Albert Hall. Go.
Do the horn! 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 Horn!
This is the best.
Okay. Josh wants to hear this classic clip from Stephen Fry.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
Wow. Okay, the guys aren't getting this.
No,
Stu and Lola in Sunderland, you've got to do the shout-out. Those were Maya Jammer in the Albert Hall.
Also to Rachel and Hugh Janus, your son or daughter loves you. They've said that. It's pretty cute.
Oh, Josh Alderson from Shropshire wants Clara Amfo because the acoustics will be amazing in the Royal Albert Hall.
Gregory, hello.
It all feels very classy here, Scott, so I'd like to request It's a Man, Derek.
Just confirming the ground is now good to see. Oh, you've been joined by a beautiful lady. It's a man, actually, Derek.
This is so strange in this environment. Lauren in Oxford says, I need something to get me through a pile of children's marking in the Easter holidays, so please could I have some of the GC?
I'm here to enjoy myself, GC style, do you know what I mean? I just want to be me.
Gina in Bicester, classic from Tina Dehealy.
Labour's leader Jeremy Corbyn is calling for unity. There's been a heated row over claims there's a hard left plot to take over the party. Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous.
If only there was somebody.
Well, that's clearly the wrong clip. That's Peppa Pig, or the voice of, and at Newspeak's Facebook page you can meet 15-year-old Harley Bird, who for the last 10 years has been the voice of Peppa Pig. Here she is.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
Again, that's not her.
Amazing. I can't believe this is happening in this iconic venue.
The Gypsy Kings want to go, Scott. So
I know,
go on,
okay.
One more.
Liam from Swaffham wants
Newsbeat.
Guys, whenever you're ready,
here we go.
Bambolea!
Right, so we couldn't do any of your shout-outs because we couldn't hear ourselves.
Yeah, attempted one shout-out also.
And they finished.
What I fear might have happened was the gap was so extraordinarily long that they boshed, like, a shorter version of everything else just because I think they were a little bit fed up by then.
Yeah.
However, doing the gap at the Royal Albert Hall and some of the stuff that was said echoing around that amazing venue will be one of the greatest experiences of my life.
I've just seen they're playing on the 14th of June in Chelsea. We should go again.
Yes.
Do it again.
Scott Mills.
I can't believe they actually allowed us into the Albert Hall and then let us play clips of Stephen Fry helping his cousin Jack off a horse.
I know, right? I'm actually gutted we didn't hang around for the full Gypsy King show.
I know. We can always go. June 14th, I think.
Yeah, we make a little date of it. Yeah.
Martin in Leeds says, that was epic. It's just with all the extra orchestra and that, it's just pretty special, right? As a true fan of the show, that gave me goosebumps. Joe in Hereford says, sat on my drive for the last 10 minutes, refusing to go inside in case I miss any. Ethan and Felix in Droitwich say, incredible, best one ever.
Scott Mills.
The news that we have Taylor Swift on this show tomorrow is going around the world on all the fan accounts. The word is spreading. So we're going to talk to Taylor tomorrow about her relationship, her friendship with Brendan Urie, which I think is pretty new. Also, all of the cryptic clues that she's been put in and whether anyone's worked them out yet. Some of the Swifties have.
Yeah, it is good to see people so excited about this. So if you're a fan of Taylor Swift or know someone who is, now is the time to spread the word.
And we'll talk all about the new era of Taylor as well. Tomorrow, 3 p.m.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Becca.
Hello.
You excited for Taylor Swift tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's all right.
That's okay. You don't have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you like?
I tell you what, I do really like a new band called Blackpink.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've been playing them quite a lot on Radio 1, and the plan is to get them here. We really want to go and see them.
Oh, it's just, it's their new music that's coming out that you're putting on. It's just buzzing.
Yeah, you like it, yeah?
Yeah, I do, really do.
Yeah, they promised that they will come and see us when they are in London. Do you like that track with Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
Okay, so Becca is in South Wales. Whereabouts?
Cardiff at the moment.
And she's just out there collecting debts, Chris.
What do you mean? Like, these are your own debts, or what's going on?
No, so I set up payment plans mainly. Obviously, we do have to try and get money, but I like to help people more. So if they're having troubles, I like to try and sort them out and, you know, help them all with life a little bit better.
Oh,
right.
So you're not just a nasty debt collector.
Are you a bailiff?
No, I'm the start of the process.
You're the start before you send them in.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Are you a fan of that show? What's it called, Scott?
Can't Pay Will Take It Away.
Can't Pay Will Take It Away.
I've seen every single episode.
So have
yeah,
I. Is that what it's actually like?
No, not at all.
Oh. Okay.
Who's the main dude from it again? I can't remember.
Paul Bohill.
Paul Bohill. Is he like your Taylor Swift?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Well, good news is we've got Paul on tomorrow with Taylor.
We should get both on.
At three.
I'll be listening in.
Okay. That's what she wants, Paul Bohill. Yeah, not interested in Taylor Swift. Here's what I've got for you today. Lee Cabrera, Shake It.
Yeah, it's a good beat.
It's good, right?
True.
Yeah.
Old school dance anthem for you. That's my selection.
Yeah, that's good. Or you can have my banger choice today, which is this. This is such a good song. Proper feel-good music. This is Twista, who like kicks in a second, and this is called Sunshine.
That's for sure.
You deserve a mother.
Okay.
That's definitely good for driving.
Mm-hmm. But then it's very rarely a lovely day in Cardiff. That's the problem here. A lot of rain.
Right. Not at the moment. It's not too bad at the moment.
Okay.
What are you feeling, Becca?
Nervous laugh.
Do you know what? I'm feeling Chris.
Go on. Go on.
Let's get them dollars. Let's get this money. Keep my mind on my... I keep my mind on my money. Money on my mind. I got my finger on the trigger. Staying on the grind. When I wake up in the morning.
I feel like you pick that a lot, but that's okay. It's kind of your go-to. I think you do.
Shush. I've picked it once before. You've not won once this month, have you?
Oh, here we go. Well, you didn't win once last month.
That was the worst insult you've ever done.
Your mum?
Yeah. I'm not hooing my mum. I mean, like, it's... Yeah.
No. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Not
fine.
Once this month.
Fine.
Scott Mills.
Are you watching Line of Duty? Many, many, many millions of people are. One of the most, if not, I think the most popular BBC drama ever.
Really?
I think so. Mm. We're 5 seasons in. I've just got into it, obviously. But even if you're not watching it, I think you'll really enjoy who we've got for you in the next 10 minutes. It's Stephen Graham, who plays hard man John Corbett in the show. And I'm struggling to think if we've ever had a hard man on the show.
Well, no, that's the thing. He's always hard. He's always in those roles.
Yeah.
And he... And that's the thing, you might recognise him from a number of different films.
Snatch.
Also, like, the people he's worked with in the part, like, there was an amazing story with him involving a golf buggy and Leonardo DiCaprio once, that he nearly, it was something like he was driving Leonardo DiCaprio in a golf buggy, they were just sort of mucking around, and he managed to tip this thing and nearly crushed him. It was something like that.
I never heard that.
He's an amazing actor and I reckon top bloke, but always a hard man.
I'm scared. But he's probably not like that in real life. They give him some great lines in that show as well.
He's been in a load of Arctic Monkeys videos as well.
Is apparently. He?
That's what I'm hearing, yeah. Yeah, that's
so this
true,
is,
that's cool.
This is the guy. This is Stephen Graham, who plays Corbett.
There's only one thing worse than a bank copper. That's a bank copper who pretends she isn't.
Oh, he's so threatening. Maybe we should get him to do some of these to us and see if we are scared or if he's actually a really nice guy.
I can't believe me it wasn't there when we gave it to him, John.
I'll deal with you later. Get out of my sight.
So good. Stephen Graham coming up in the next 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
And it is now Line of Duty star and TV hard man, Stephen Graham.
Hello, mate.
We have never had a hard man on the show before and I'm not sure how I feel about it. I mean, we've had a few difficult pop stars. But never a hard man, have we, Chris?
No, I don't know. I think you're probably technically the hardest person that's ever been on this show.
Yeah.
But then who would win in a fight between you and Bear Grylls? That's the question. Oh. But he's not really hard. He's more posh hard, isn't he?
Yeah, he's posh hard. There's a difference, isn't it?
It's different.
I mean, he could survive longer in the woods.
Yeah. But if you caught him.
Yeah. If I caught him, I'd probably rip him to pieces. Yeah.
There's always Ross Kemp.
What's true.
I think you'd have him.
Oh, that's a big shout, Dan.
Yeah, I think you would.
It would be an amazing thing to do, to watch you fight various people.
Why are you turning me into a fighter? I mean, I'm a really nice fella, do you know? Don't pretend.
That's the thing that I'm struggling with in my head right now, because I met you just out there and I was like, hello, I'm Scott, and I'm a little bit terrified. But there's absolutely no need to be.
No, not at all.
We've got Taylor Swift on tomorrow. I'm not sure which interview we're more nervous about. I think that one.
Oh, that's the one to be nervous about, surely.
Do you ever go to, like, I don't know, the checkout at the supermarket, because you are such a normal, nice guy, and you'll see fear in people's eyes as you're, I don't know, buying some toilet roll or something?
The only kind of things I will get, they're all really lovely, but I'll get kind of like, oh, I saw you on the telly last night. Didn't like you. But then, and then they go, right, that's £3.75, please. And I'm like, oh, cheers, thanks, Lorraine.
But how often do you have to hear, he's actually really nice in real life?
Yeah, I get that quite a lot, actually.
Now, we've just realised, did you two meet or nearly meet a couple of years ago at the actual Scott Mills Bridge at the Fleet Services?
I forgot about this until Stephen just mentioned it. But yeah, it was all a bit of a blur because there was a lot going on and we were opening the bridge. It was ridiculous as it was, just that Scott had this bridge at Fleet Services that we were going to name after him and do like an opening ceremony.
Yeah. And thanks then, for visiting, Stephen.
That's all right, it's a pleasure.
But you turned up.
But you thought I'd come to for the opening of the bridge, Stephen.
As if you were. I was like, wow, you know, acting royalty right here. It's for the bridge opening.
He's just come for the opening.
Yeah, I know. But what was the situation? You just fancy a couple of coffees. Mackies or something?
Just a couple of coffees. Yeah. Me and the missus were going to Wales, and we just stopped off. Yeah, we just happened to
But were you listening on the radio?
Yeah, we were actually. Yeah, that was the weird thing. We were listening to you on the radio, and she was going, I'm sure that's coming up in a minute. And I was like, well, let's see if we can see them.
Between Game of Thrones and Line of Duty, people's whole lives have been dedicated now to avoiding spoilers. It's become quite an art form, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Have you watched Game of Thrones?
I think I watched 10 minutes of it once. Yeah. It wasn't really...
What are you into? Are you watching? Is there anything you're watching? I feel like there's so much choice of things that you can watch at the moment.
Yeah.
I like the idea that he's into... what's your one, Scott? Marie Kondo.
Oh, yeah, tidying up with Marie Kondo. I doubt that's going to bother your Netflix either, Stephen.
I caught a little bit of that. That's the way she folds stuff. Yes. It's unbelievable.
Right, it's a lady
that's
tidying
ridiculous.
Up. It's a lady tidying
oh,
up.
Oh, no, but I'm deadly serious. Isn't it, boss?
Right, it's so good. I fold all my towels now.
My packing has changed.
Same. You can fit so much more in.
By rolling.
Yeah, it's all about
not
the rolling.
Not folding, it's all about a rolling.
See, you thought that was a ridiculous scenario.
Oh, and we're all learning. You see, we're all learning today.
You never know Incredible. What people watch. You exactly. never know. I've actually felt quite sorry for a lot of your co-stars. I've been seeing a lot of them doing interviews over the last few days, and interviewers have been trying to break them so hard. Yeah. Angelica Bell tried to break you on the One Show last night.
She did. It doesn't sound right, though, does it? She did. Bless her.
Can I just say, your performance on the One Show last night is legendary.
Yeah.
And can't go into too many details, but I think it is one of those gifts that will now remain for life. It'll be the response that people send to other... When you were there doing the gesture at Angelica Bell, it was quite extraordinary. I heard about it in the office
anyway,
this morning.
Enough said. All right, so next, one Line of Duty fan gets to ask whatever she wants to Stephen, but in return, may face an awful plot spoiler.
Brett Goldstein, lover of film. Me, Loli Adefope, lover of TV, can't watch films because they're too long. We're doing a podcast for the BBC about Line of Duty.
I do love Line of Duty.
Superintendent Hastings, like the battle.
And this is DS Steve Arnott.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Do you want me to start?
AC12 are back and there's more trouble on its way. We're here to debrief the morning after, obsessing over our favourite police drama, discussing conspiracies with special guests, and following the wild plot theories on social media.
Job done.
Obsessed with Line of Duty, available now on BBC Sounds.
And we've got Line of Duty fan Charlotte on the line. Hello.
Hello.
You love Line of Duty, right?
I do love Line of Duty.
What episode are you up to?
I am very close to the end of episode one.
Okay, so quite a bit behind.
On season five, I've done every other season.
Okay, oh. Cool.
Well, that's amazing because you're so far into Line of Duty, but not so far in on this series. That makes sense.
Correct.
So Stephen Graham is here with us.
That's very exciting. I have a massive Friends crush on him.
Friends crush, that's a new one.
Friends
Normally
crush.
It's like an actual crush.
It's on Urban Dictionary.
Friends crush. What's so like a friends crush?
You just want to be his friend a lot.
Yeah, just want to go for a beer.
Fair play.
Like that.
So you can ask Stephen anything you want, Charlotte.
I have two questions for him.
Okay. By the way, I just need to say, once you have spoken to your favourite actor and your favourite character, you do run the risk of hearing a devastating plot spoiler of your favourite show. But I'll let you carry on.
Oh, that's dangerous.
I know.
Okay, I would like to know, if he could be any other character in Line of Duty, who would he be?
Right, if I could, I'd be Vicky McClure's character.
Yeah, amazing. What an incredible actress. Okay, now what's your next question?
And the other one is, can he wish my wife a happy birthday today?
Okay, name?
Tracy.
Hello, Tracy. have a lovely day. And I hope you get spoilt rotten. I hope you get flowers in the morning with eggs and bacon. And a wonderful evening.
That is weird.
Happy birthday, Tracy. Oh.
But when it's from him, it sounds threatening.
Still a bit threatening.
That's not threatening.
And I hope you have a great birthday. Oh, okay.
Tracy, you will enjoy your birthday.
Okay. Now, we have got an amazing birthday message for your wife, Tracy, but there is now that price to pay, unfortunately.
Okay.
Bearing in mind, you're not up to date with the show. So Stephen's going to flip a coin.
I have it here. Listen.
Now, I need to warn you, Charlotte, if it's heads, you are about to hear a plot spoiler that you're not going to like. Tails, you get away with it. You've spoken to Stephen. You've got your birthday message. No spoilers. You can get on with your day. Okay?
Okay.
Don't worry at home because you will not hear the awful spoiler. I'm going to play in some birdsong instead.
Lovely.
You ready, Charlie? I've flicked the coin and on my ma's life, it's heads.
Oh, no.
Quickly, let's and go. That's
quick, have a look. See?
Yep.
Heads. See, I'm not blagging it.
Here comes
am I?
Birdsong.
Okay, birdsong and plot spoiler, please.
So, Charlie. Throat.
We're back in the room.
How you feeling?
Oh, wow. Speechless.
Yeah.
Yeah, initial thoughts.
I'm massively gutted.
Yeah. I mean, you just didn't see that coming, did you?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, so we've...
No, I'm stunned.
We've ruined the whole show. But you did get a message for Tracy, and that's great.
That's the main thing.
She's really disappointed. Oh, bless.
So sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, love to Tracy.
All right. Okay, I think we should all go now. This is awkward. It was always a risk, you know, coming on here.
Always a risk.
All right, thanks very much.
Ta-da, love.
Thanks.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Scott Mills.
Stephen Graham is with us. I think that went well with Charlotte.
Yeah, there. Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, is it hard always being cast as a hard man?
I find them really interesting characters to play.
They are great roles, but the thing is there's very rarely, when I see an interview with you, footage that goes with you if you just being nice and cuddly or doing the nice thing. It's always like, we've got Stephen Graham on the show. Bam, there's some footage of you beating someone up.
It's always this, isn't it?
There's only one thing worse than a bank copper. That's a bank copper who pretends she isn't.
So, Stephen, today we'd quite like to know the gentler side of you because we don't see that.
No. And I think what would be nice is then in future interviews that people have with you, they'll say, right, Stephen Graham's on the show, here's a little bit of him in action, and then we can provide the footage of you just being
they'll refer
softer,
to what we do.
And it'll be lovely. Yeah.
Complete polar opposite to what you normally are and what people normally see or hear. I've got some real nice music here, Stephen. If you look straight to that camera for me. And prove that you're not always that bad.
Hello, my name's Stephen Graham, and I'm really a very good person. People call me thug, party, gangster. That's not me. I'm not really like that. Now, for years and years, I've played the bad guy, the villain, the heartless cactus. I've been typecast for some sort of nutter, when all I've wanted to play is Santa, you know, appear on Love Island and present Pointless. I'd love to do that. The thing is, I'm deeply, deeply, deeply misunderstood. I love watching videos of cats messing about on YouTube. I love watching that lovely lady fold her clothes up. Do you know what I mean? I regularly help old ladies across the road. Now, that's true. I really do that. I've done that often. And as a kid, I always give a seat on the bus to a pregnant lady or an older lady. That's just what you should do. That's the right models to have. And if you're a young person in today's modern society, get up and give your seat to someone else. That's just being selfish. Don't do that. It's not nice. I enjoy not more than slipping into some soft, rich cotton dressing gown and running a bubble bath. Yeah, that's nice. I always love a bubble bath with candles. You know, I love playing with the bubbles and I like scented candles. See, I do. I like scented candles. And if I'm lucky, I'll have a bath bomb. And I'll play with some plastic ducks. Now, that might be written for me, but that's the absolute truth. We always have them bath bombs in our house. And for years, we had loads of little rubber ducks when the kids were... I'm serious. So someone has been sneaking into our house here with this. Yeah. But I love a bath bomb. I do love a bath bomb. Bath bombs are great. Make your skin feel dead lovely. My idea of a Friday night isn't getting smashed and beards and a load of anger and fighting and all that kind of thing. I like staying in and watching Frozen. That makes me cry. I love me mum. Really do love me mum, actually. Massive. Love me Auntie Vera. I buy them flowers all the time. Do you know what I mean? So, remember, my name's Stephen Graham.
And I'm a really good person.
I mean, that's going to change
it's
everything.
Wonderful. That's what the people wanted to hear.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. You know? That's what they wanted to hear.
Thank you.
I've got a heart.
You have got a heart. Stephen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Scott Mills. Hello, Georgia in Sussex, who says, guys, I'm in a practice exam tomorrow while Taylor's on the show. How can you do this to me? Tell her that I love her. Don't worry, Georgia, it'll be everywhere afterwards. You'll be able to catch up. Hello, Will.
Hello, Scott.
Now, it feels like ages ago, but earlier we did a live version of Bumbleo Wednesday from the Royal Albert Hall, and you loved it.
I've seen a little bit of Bumbleo Wednesday in my life.
Yeah, but with the extra brass and that in a live scenario, brilliant.
Absolutely class.
What was your favourite bit?
Love the horse bit. That's always been a favourite of mine.
Yeah, this was echoing round the Royal Albert Hall from Innuendo Bingo.
Josh wants to hear this classic clip from Stephen Fry.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
Who was listening? Just you?
No, well, it was just me. It was supposed to be me and my mum. Basically, I was driving back from college, or my mum was driving back from college with me, and she quickly stopped off at the supermarket, and we heard the trail for it, and she was inside the supermarket, so I gave her a call to say, Mum, quick, come back. Bumbleo Wednesday's going to be on.
Get out of the
and
shop, it's on.
She still missed it.
Okay.
She was in the juice aisle, apparently.
No, okay, what's your mum's name?
My mum's name's Jo San.
Let's relive it. Tomorrow is a big one. She's back, and she's on our show at 3 p.m. Taylor Swift. And at 3:30, brand new music from Bastille. Epic. Thanks, Will.